We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Our strength is not reaching down deep inside. Our strength is not finding our inner man. Our strength is found in God.
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard that you're going to begin a brand new message this morning. We're so excited. I know for me personally, God always has something for me both to learn and to help me to grow. And that's why it's so important that we study and read His Word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
Chapter. We began last week looking at these servant songs, and it's a prophetic message of the Savior and His work in the world. And we continue that same thought in verse number 50. There's a prophetic truth as well as a practical truth in the 50th chapter. And so we'll begin our reading in the very first verse. We'll read the entire chapter, all 11 verses, beginning in verse 1. "Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there is no water and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness and I make sackcloth for covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow." Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your word and its truth for our life. And Lord, I pray that you would help us as we seek for direction and as we look for light in your word. I pray that you would give us truth to help us to make good decisions to follow you. Lord, I pray also that you would help each individual, each Christian, to make good decisions in their life. Lord, I pray you would help us to make the resolve that we're going to follow you and we're not going to turn back. I pray, Lord, if there's an individual who is not a Christian, that does not have the hope of the gospel in their life, that they would put their faith and trust in you today, that they would call upon your name for salvation. Lord, we know you're ready to hear. And so, Lord, I pray your will would be done in our lives as we seek your face this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the many responses that people have when we speak to them about God is, if there is a God, then why is our world in such a mess? And from an earthly perspective, from a worldly perspective, that seems to be the case. People will say, well, why are there viruses in our world? Why are there wars? Why are there sick children? And I'm sure that you've heard this before. I'm sure that people have told you this before. And yet we understand from a biblical perspective that God did not create the world as we see it today. The Bible says that God created everything. God created man and woman. And God said, it is very good, because a good God creates that which is good. And yet the Bible says that sin entered into our world. And this sinful nature came pride and greed and lust and hate. All of humanity, as they seek to try harder to get a further and further away from God. Yet the Bible teaches us that as they seek themselves and as they seek their own profit, yet it's harder and harder for us to see the glory and the greatness of God in his creation. And yet there's hope today, because the Bible teaches us that God is very near to us. The Bible says that God is near to us through his son, Jesus. The apostle Paul was speaking on Mars Hill to all of the pagans and all of the skeptics of his day. And in Acts chapter 17, verse 27, the apostle Paul said that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. God is a patient God. He loves us deeply. The Bible says that salvation is offered to all who will call upon the name of the Lord, who will come to Jesus. They can have eternal life. And yet in our text, we find this truth that Judah here is pointing their finger at God, saying, listen, we're in this mess. We're in this exile. We're in this trouble, this hardship, because of you. You did this. And oh, how our world today points their finger at God and say, this is your problem. This is your mess. God says in this passage of scripture, you say, I have forsaken you or divorced you. God says, where is the letter of divorcement? God says in this passage of scripture, where is the debtors or the creditors that I have sent you to or sold you to? Where are these individuals? Come, verse 2, it says, bring your case before Almighty God. And yet our world today doesn't want to accept accountability. They don't want to accept responsibility. They don't want to say, well, we're in this mess because of our decisions. We're in this mess because of the choices that we've made. God said in our text, in this passage of scripture, God says, listen, it is because of your transgressions. It is because of your iniquities you're in the trouble you're in. Don't put this on me. I'm on your side. I'm trying to help you. And so we notice God's response, number one in our text, God's response to Judah. What was the Lord's reply? Well, he begins here with a couple of questions. And the questions are straight to the point. God says in this passage of scripture, is the Lord's hand able to redeem? Do you believe today that God is able? Do you believe that God can? In Psalm 78, verse 18, the children of Israel had doubted God in their life. And the Bible says in verse 18, and they tempted God in their hearts by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness?
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore, the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel because they believed not in God and trusted in his salvation. Continually they said, can God? And God showed himself faithful. Can God? And God met the need. Can God? And God showed up. And yet they failed to trust and believe that God could. Can God save? Can God heal? Can God still move in our midst? Can God make a difference in our life? And friend, the answer is always yes, God can. God can. We're talking about the true God today. We're talking about the God of the Bible. We're talking about the God that can pull water from a rock, the God who can provide bread in the desert, the God who could part the waters and his people could walk on dry land. We're talking about the God who laid the foundations of the deep, the God who created the heavens and the earth. And friend, listen to me. When we doubt in our mind what God can do, we are really doubting who God is. Because God can. God can. The Bible says in our text, letter A here, we notice his hand extends in verse number 2. The Bible says in this passage of scripture, is my hand shortened at all that I cannot redeem? Are you glad today that God's hand extends into our life? His hand is not shortened. Are your problems too big for God? Are your troubles too big for God? The answer is no. God's hand extends into our life and he helps us. He directs us. You know, personally, so many times in my own life, I've seen the hand of God working. And I have been brought to places in my life which seemed to be hopeless. I've been brought to places which things weren't in my favor. I've been brought to places where I didn't have the answers, and yet God always showed up. God always showed himself faithful. God always provided a way. His hand extends to each of us today. He is present in his children's lives. He cares about us. His hand extends, but also his power enables. Look what the Bible says in our text here. It says in this scripture, or have I no power to deliver? We talk about the power of God. God can. God can. God can work through us to do great things today. Friend, listen to me. We are just earthen vessels. We could be honest. We're just dust. And we are frail. We are weak. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Our strength is not reaching down deep inside. Our strength is not finding our inner man. Our strength is found in God. God enables us. God helps us. And God directs us. And God is saying to Judah here, he's saying, don't I have the power to deliver you? Don't I have the ability to help you? God does. Heard the story of a young boy who was traveling by airplane to visit his grandparents. And he sat beside a man who happened to be a professor. And the boy was reading a take-home paper, a Sunday school paper. And the professor thought that he was going to have some fun with the young boy. He said, young man, he says, if you can tell me something God can do, I'll give you $20. The young boy thought for a moment and said, mister, if you can tell me something God can't do, I'll give you $100. Our God is all-powerful. The Bible says in our text, he dried up the sea. He made the rivers a wilderness. What are the needs in your life today? God can meet those needs. God is all-powerful. His hand extends. His power enables us to follow him. But sadly, in our text in verse 3, we notice man's sinfulness exposed. The Bible says in verse 3, I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. If you're a Bible student, you understand that the representation of sackcloth is the mourning of sin. And God is mourning the condition of Judah. Because God can, and God's hand extends, and God is able. But here's the problem. They didn't look to the Lord. They didn't run to God in the troubles of their life. It's an incredible picture, really, of Calvary. And it represents to us the wickedness of sin. The Bible says when Jesus died on the cross, the sky was dark that day. As the sun became our sin and bore that sin upon himself. And really, we see the very wickedness of that sin. We see the terribleness, the burden of that sin and what sin can do in an individual's life when someone follows that sin and lives for that sin, how it torments and how it hurts and how it tears apart lives. I personally have seen what sin can do to a life. As a pastor here for over 10 years, and I've seen people follow down that terrible road, living for themselves and the pleasures of sin in this world and how it brings darkness and how it brings disgrace and how it brings sorrow into the life of an individual. And I've seen pride split up families. I've seen with my own eyes how envy can misguide an individual and how bitterness can cause someone to live a life of regret. The darkness that covers over a life that lives for sin. And yet the great hope is God is near. And God wants to save us from ourselves. God wants to deliver us from that pathway. And so we see not only God's response, but number two, we see God's redemption. What is the answer of God for our sin? It's a Savior. And we find in this passage of Scripture that the Messiah here is speaking in these next verses as we continue this servant song. And the servant is the Lord Jesus. And prophetically here, the Messiah is speaking specifically of his mission sent from God the Father, that Jesus would robe himself in flesh. And the Bible says he would come to the sinful world. Years ago, when I went on a missions trip to Senegal, Africa, boy, did we feel lost. I mean, we didn't understand the culture. We didn't understand the language, and everything around us was so different. And we just felt like strangers in a foreign land, probably because we were strangers in a foreign land. And yet I think for a moment how God must have felt. The perfect, sinless Son of God who came to such a wicked world, a world filled with sin. That's what the Apostle Paul was talking about in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, speaking of the incarnation of God. It says in verse 6 of chapter 2 of the book of Philippians, who being in the form of God, speaking of Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, that God becoming associated with a sinful race, and by becoming a man would not take away from the glory of the Godhead. And the Bible says he dwelt among us. For 33 years, Jesus walked on the earth. He spoke into existence. And friend, he never committed one sin. Perfect in every way. The precious Lamb of God, John said, that would take away the sin of the world. Never had a bad thought. Never had a bad attitude. He walked perfectly. We notice the Savior's pathway, and may we learn from it. The Bible says he came to the weary. And we notice, first of all, discerning words in verse 4. The Bible says, the Lord God had given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him. The Bible says the Lord Jesus came with words of life to the weary, those that were thirsty. And he spoke a word in season. We call that discernment. Discernment. Sometimes something should be said. The problem is you're not the person that should say it. And sometimes something should be said, but the problem is it's not the time to say it. And sometimes something should be said, but that's not the way that you should say it. That's called discernment. And Jesus had discernment. Friend, listen, we should pray for discernment. But we need a balance in this, because we can't be so afraid that we're going to say the wrong thing or at the wrong time that we end up not saying anything at all. We need to be aware and seek the face of God. And yet Jesus had this discernment in his life. How he could chase away the money changers and yet so tenderly tell the woman caught in sin, neither do I condemn thee. How he could explain to Nicodemus the deep theology of salvation yet so wonderfully and so tenderly illustrate to the woman at the well that she was a thirsty soul and that only salvation could quench that thirst that she had. Jesus had discerning words, but also Jesus had a decisive path. The Bible says that he had focus. It says in this scripture that he would fulfill the plan of the Father, that he would fulfill the very will of the Father. And in John chapter 4, the disciples went to get some food. And I'm sure that they were hungry after a long day of ministry, and that the Lord Jesus, 100% God, but 100% man. And I'm sure he was hungry as well. And so they went to get some food for the Lord. And when they returned, Jesus said, I have meat that you know not of. And they were confused. They said, did someone get him some food? And the Bible says that Jesus was talking about the purpose of God in his life. That this would bring nourishment to the Savior, God's will and God's purpose. God must fulfill his work. It was Dr. Bob Jones Sr. that said, the test of your character is what it takes to stop you. Jesus had good character. He had good character. The Bible says that he had no rebellious bones in his body. He never considered disobedience or turning back. In fact, the writer of Hebrews said that Jesus endured the cross and he despised the shame. The Bible says in our text, it says that he gave his back. And the thought there is that he voluntarily allowed the sinful world to beat him and to nail him to a Roman cross. In verse 6 of our text, you'll notice the Bible says he gave his back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. We see the determination of the Lord Jesus. He didn't stop. Have you ever began a project? You get halfway in and you're like, this is hard. And you're thinking in your mind, two things. Why did I start? And I want to quit. You know, we think, I'll just put it off a day. And a day turns to a week, a month, and it's still not done. Let's be honest. It's still not done. And yet the Bible says that Jesus didn't have that attitude.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.